We'll now have prayer by our new board member, Foster Brown.
May we bow our heads. Almighty God, we thank you for this day, this first day of November, dear Lord. We thank you for taking us through this year, dear Lord. We thank you for bringing us through this point in our conference, dear Lord. We just thank you for the anniversary, for the celebration, the togetherness, dear Lord. And we just ask that you would just bless everyone as they head back home. We ask that you would just give them safe passage, whether it be by bus, train, car, or whatever, dear Lord. And then, Lord, we just ask that you would just touch our little devotional here this morning, dear Lord. And some of us we're not going to be able to make it to church, but we know the Holy Spirit is wherever we are, dear Lord.
Yes.
And we just thank you for your presence and just ask that you would just touch us this morning, dear Lord, and just let us feel a little taste of heaven right here while we're in convention, dear Lord. This I ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, God never promised it was going to be easy. We know we're going to be going through storms. And, you know, my pastor said we're always in three states. We're either just out of a storm, we're headed for a storm, or we just came out of the storm, or we're in the storm. So when you're in the storm, there's something that you always have to hang on to, and that's the love of our God. And when you've done all you could do, then you need to stand. Just stand. And now we will have Jeffrey from the Compton chapter to do a solo.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you do when you've done all you can and seem like it's never enough? And what do you say when your friends are away and you're alone, all alone? Tell me, what do you do when you've given your all and it seems you can't make it through? Well, you just stand. When there is nothing left to do, you stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of the past? Tell me, how do you deal with the pain? And how can you smile when your heart has been broken and filled with pain, filled with pain? Tell me, what do you do when you've given your all and it seems you can't make it through? Well, you just stand. When there is nothing left to do, you stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. You just stand.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Now we will have a poetry recitation by our resident poet laureate, Michael Williams, president of Compton chapter.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. You know, after 75 years of doing something right and it's been working, like Jeff say, just stand. And CCB members, families, and friends, we got to remember that we got to always put God first in our lives.
Amen.
This piece is called The Task. That was a little task God wanted me to do. I said, oh, Lord, you have to wait. I have no time for you. I have this little child to raise, and prices are so high. Besides, we found this house and lot I thought we'd like to buy. So we took on extra work. No church we was attired, but got up on Sunday morning, and it seemed that we got by. So I have to take the money that I owe you. We have so many creditors whose bills are coming due. So we went on for years without the thought of God, until one day our little child was lying beneath the sod. In anger, we turned to God and asked, why must this sad thing be? He said, your little child became your God and took the place of me. So, dear friends, find time for God in everything you do. For if not, one day you'll find he'll have no time for you. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. Powerful, powerful. We are at the point of our devotional services that if you have a testimony, a song, a prayer request, and please stand, come toward the middle aisle, and we have a microphone. Okay. Our techie's got us. So that if you would like to share anything, we were on the bus that brought up 31 people to the convention. Coming up, I would like you to offer prayers for Mona. Mona got sick coming up here. But praise God, she's better now. But her roommate had to go to the hospital yesterday. So June, and I believe this might be her first conference. She's out now, but we're just praying we get her back to Los Angeles safely so that she could get in the hands of her her physician. So it's our period of time of sharing. No hands?
No hands.
Okay. All righty. Charlene, give us a song. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Anyone else? Is Abby there? Abby always has a praise, a song, or something on his heart for the Lord.
I'm a lousy a cappella singer. Started,
we'll follow
you. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the dark of night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Soon be heard. And I believe that someone in the great somewhere is every word. And every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch the leaves, or see the sky, then I know why. I believe.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to share?
I will.
Okay, Marcus.
There you go, Marcus. My praise report is, first of all, I'm able to go to school, even though some doctors in my past said that I wouldn't make it past 3 months of life, but they're not in charge. For me, God's in charge. And it's, so far it's been, I'm 3 years past the date that the doctor said I was supposed to go. And but the thing is, I have had struggles in going to school, but I have been presented and blessed with given with a counselor in my disabilities office who is also blind, so she's able to be a guide for me to go through the sticky waters of school. And she encourages me, but she does not baby me. Because we do not need to be babied. We need people to help us, but not to force their help upon us. This is my praise report. When I thought things were going to keep on going downhill, help came along. God gave me the help I needed. Now, I still have to work, because it's not going to be easy. But he's giving me the strength to keep on climbing up that hill until I reach that top of the hill. This is my praise.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He lead me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just read from you 23 Psalms.
Amen. All
right. Give us this day our daily bread. You said you would supply according to your riches. I have to ask and I shall receive, to go from here and share this love you gave to me. To show someone who's lost and help them find their way, the way and truth and light, so they can be free like me. Peace, Lord. joy this day.
Amen. Amen. We truly need God's love and God's peace throughout our lives. Is there anyone else that would like to share?
Oh,
right. Praise God.
My name is Debbie Obregon, and I'm from the San Gabriel Valley chapter. I'm here with my husband, Phil, and I just want to share a short song. I'm not really good at a cappella either. So, anyway, do I have time to share a little story after my song, or are we running out of time?
Yes, you do. Let the Spirit lead you.
Okay. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I'd just like to share a little story. It's kind of an inspirational story, and many of you have probably seen it, but it stays with me, especially during hard times. The story is called The Cross. There was once a man who was carrying his cross, as we all do, and he complained to the Lord every day, Lord, Lord, this cross is so heavy. Please give me a lighter one. So one day the Lord said to him, my son, come with me. And the Lord took the man to this big room, and he opened a door, and there were crosses and crosses, thousands of crosses, all different sizes, all different colors. So he said to the man, son, go in and trade your cross for one of these. So the man went in, and he looked around, and looked everywhere at all the crosses. And he came back out, and he said, Lord, I'll keep the one I have. All the ones in there are bigger than mine and heavier. So when we think about, you know, we always hear, you know, we have to bear our crosses and, you know, think about the Lord and how he suffered, that we just have to remember that the Lord gives us just the right cross every time.
Amen. 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 Look at there. You know, as we go through our days on this earth, you know, we need each other to survive. We have to learn how to spread the love, and we don't need to do anything but lift each other up. There's a song that we need to have queued up. It's ready, and we're going to, it's an easy song. It talks about I need you, and you need me. We're all a part of God's family. You know, I need you to survive. So listen, sing along, and it's going to conclude our devotion. If you know it, sing along. As you learn it, sing along.
I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body, stand with me, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body. Every knee
I won't harm you with words from my mouth. you.